Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Banked in! Banked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Branaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Loramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Loramie's got it. Foul
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo.
Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back is Fixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns a long three ball. Good.
Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter.
Top of the circle, Hosher. Three-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high. Let it fly. All net. It's Dosick stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosick. Foul line. It goes to Hosher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open. Three ball. Buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was tailor-made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch. Yes, I like that. But he handles the ball well. He's having a good game. They're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Yulescamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Yulescamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Fixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Fixler, herky-jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, and we are on the air tonight from Springfield. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McVeigh. It seems like we are picking up the 2019-20 girls basketball tournament where it left off, because again, we've got Anna and Purcell. Only this year, it's in the regional semifinal, last year regional final, and then the boys and girls state tournaments were halted right away soon after. Last year, Anna beat this Purcell team 40-39 in the regional championship game. And Chuck and I were here. It was a thriller. Ella Dosick, four free throws in the last 10 seconds to wipe out a three-point deficit. And Anna pulled it out of the fire 40-39. Was to have played Columbus Afrocentric in the state Final Four. Of course, it did not happen. The winner of this game tonight takes on the Worthington Christian Warriors, who knocked off Waynesville earlier this evening by a final score of 52-40. Very well played game. Two fine clubs. Worthington Christian pulled away in the fourth to win by a dozen. It was nip and tuck through three. So the winner of this contest comes back 1:30 Saturday in a D3 girls regional championship game. Anna Rockets on a roll, Chuck. Outstanding season for the Anna girls, coached by Jeff Maurer. 18-7 on the campaign, 8 wins in a row after a 4-loss-in-6-game swoon in the middle of the season. Of course, Anna finished 10-2 in the Shelby County League, two games right behind Fort Loramie, losing only to the Redskins twice. The Anna girls, Chuck, have become marksmen, outstanding shooters from the perimeter. Breanne Rehman, good example. She's had dynamite games here recently. 22-17 in the last two tournament games for Breanne Rehman from the perimeter. 8 rebounds in each game. Ella Dosick continues to be red hot, shooting above 50%, averaging 16 points a game. Kaylee Brewer, just under 9. Mary Landis, head coach Jeff Maurer, told me yesterday, is playing her very best basketball of the year. Anna Rockets, the Big Green, clicking on all cylinders right now here in 2021. 1st of March at the right time.
It is exactly the right time. You talk March Madness, here we are.
Yep.
They've got 3 outstanding scorers on the perimeter. So what they have to really battle tonight is not turning the basketball over in the open field court against Purcell Marion, who's going to be more athletic, let's just face it.
Right.
But Anna has the ability. They showed it last year. If they shoot the ball well and take care of the basketball, there is no reason they can't win this basketball game.
Recovering from a little bout with pneumonia. I shouldn't say little. It was nasty. On the mend, if I'm soprano, 1 minute, tenor, another, alto, another minute, you know why. Hopefully we can knock out these 6 big games, Chuck, between now and Saturday night.
We'll get it done.
Got a full schedule. Going to be a lot of fun. Don't forget now, tomorrow night, we've got the Fort Loramie Minster Girls D4 Regional Semifinal. Tip-off 5:30, airtime 5 o'clock tomorrow night. Anna Boys from Vandalia Butler on Friday evening against Greenview. Tip-off 5:30, airtime 5 o'clock. Then a host of games on Saturday featuring the Botkins Boys at 10:30, Jackson Center Boys at 3:30, and a Girls D4 Regional Championship game on Saturday evening. Tip-off at 7, airtime 6:30 on Saturday night. That's a look ahead.
The first game on Saturday is at 4 in the morning.
Did I say Jackson Center, Cedarville at 4 a.m. or p.m.?
You said p.m. Okay. The Botkins game is at
10:30 airtime.
Wow.
Yeah, 11 o'clock tip. 11 o'clock tip. Then there's a game in between Botkins and Jackson Center. 1 D4 boys district championship in between. Jackson Center plays Cedarville at 4, airtime at 3:30. Purcell Marion, Chuck, by way of record, 19-3. And the Lady Cavaliers play in the tough Greater Catholic League. And it's a standout conference. Teams from Dayton, teams from Cincinnati. That 19-3 mark is super. 11-2 in the GCL for the Cavaliers of Purcell. It's a team that's been on a mission all year long. Didn't think it should have gotten knocked out by Anna in the regional championship last year. Only setbacks this season to Alter, 42-37. Roger Bacon, 75-27, when Purcell was missing a couple players. And Mount Notre Dame, 62-28. Purcell has ripped right through the tournament so far, giving up 11 points to Reading, 14 to Finneytown, 20 to Madeira, 29 to Carlisle. How about these Anna girls, Chuck? As I mentioned, 8 straight victories and storming through the tournament with a couple of impressive triumphs over Arcanum, 53-39, and Williamsburg, 40-20.
not only do these Anna girls know how to put the ball in the hole with jump shots, their defense has been marvelous.
Well, I'll tell you, the Arcanum score was really eye-opening to me.
Yep.
I thought they would beat them, but I didn't think they were going to run them out like they did there. And we've talked about Purcell, and they, you know, they're looking at this game. They shouldn't have lost last year, yada, yada, yada. They did lose last year. It wasn't a gift. Anna outplayed them last year.
Oh, yeah.
And that gives Anna all kinds of confidence coming in here. They know they can win this basketball game.
Yes, yes. Our key building components to the game tonight, well, from storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components. For the Anna girls, the winning combination tonight is, simply put, don't turn the ball over. Don't give up easy transition baskets to Purcell Marion, and do what you did last year against Purcell. Make every single one of your free throws.
That didn't hurt them any. And another, I'm going to give you another one.
Yep.
They got a 6'2", 6'3 girl inside. They got to make sure she just doesn't stand under the basket and put the ball in on putbacks.
Right.
They got to get a body on her right away.
Yep. And that's a key building component for Purcell. Take advantage of that huge edge inside. There's no Anna Lauren Barhorst this year. She graduated. 6'2" senior Janae Rose of Purcell could be a real demon on the interior for the Lady Cavaliers if they do take advantage of that 6'2" frame. Those are the building components for Purcell. Speaking of such, the finest building components come from the Francis Schulze Company. Visit our showroom on Rangeline Road, northeast of Rushi, and see firsthand this winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Chuck, a sidebar to this game, Kara King, outstanding wing player forward for Purcell, who starred in last year's game against Anna, hurt her ankle Saturday against Carlisle in a district championship game. She couldn't walk on it, played very, very little after the first few minutes. Purcell needed to come from behind to win that game by 5. It was thought maybe she might not be ready to go tonight. What's your assessment seeing her out on the floor in the pregame?
Well, I just watched her make 7 threes in a row, so she's got a real nice form on her shot. She's moving okay.
All right.
The thing about your ankle is, okay, the first couple of times down the floor, you're going to have a little pain. Then you just forget about it.
Yeah.
And I think she's going to, unless she rolls it again, and I'm sure they've got it taped really well,
so what you're,
she should be fine.
So what you're saying is you tape it up really well, get up and down the floor a few times, then you really don't know if you've got a right leg anymore.
Yeah, well, it hurts. Believe me, it hurts, but you forget about it.
Right. Yep, that's Kara King, and she's explosive, outstanding player. She thought she took a charge from Ella Dosick in the last couple seconds of that game 1 year ago with the score 39-38 Purcell. Ella took it down the floor, went 75 feet, barged into the lane, made sure the officials had to make a call. Ella's arms went flying, her legs went flying, her little body went flying. The ball flew up into the air. There was a whistle, and guess what? Defensive foul.
Yep, and Ella stood there. It's like she had the entire fourth quarter and buried 2 free throws.
Yep, and that won the game 40-39. The defensive player for Purcell, who thought she took a charge, was Kara Kaye.
I remember the play, and if they would have called it a charge, you couldn't have complained. If they called it a block, you couldn't complain.
Key players for Purcell Marion tonight, Kara King, 11.1 a game. Janae Rose, 6'2", senior, 8.5. McKenna Hogabook, good shooter from outside, 8 points a game. Jariah McCrory and Leah Smith, both at 6 a game for the Purcell Marion Cavaliers. Off the bench, playing very, very little, actually only on the court for a few games, Kendall Fields at 9 a game, but that is not
very accurate,
right,
given the small sample size. We are at the base of the Anna cheering section. We're on the west side of the Springfield High School gym. Looking across the way, count them, Chuck, 19 people from Purcell.
They don't have a lot, and you didn't expect them to.
No, we got the max 300-plus behind us from Anna.
I think they bought all the tickets they were allowed to buy.
Tell you what, Chuck, we're going to take a 2 to 3 minute break. We'll return with starting lineups, opening tip, Anna girls trying to knock off the Purcell Marion girls for the second straight year here in the girls' D3 regional at Springfield on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything, from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill-tangemanfh.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
So many thanks to our great business partners here on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Supply in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered. Go Goffney, GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Lacalle Equipment could not have gotten started without the support from Lacalle. Here we go. Anna in the road green, moving from right to left on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. Purcell from left to right. Purcell wearing the home white from top to bottom. And it's that Purcell Marion maroon / orange color along with gold trim. Opening tip to start the game. Batted out of bounds by Anna. Purcell's got it. And the Cavaliers just simply play pitch and catch out on the arc. Number 30, the lady watch. That's Kara King, 5'9 senior. Here's a dribble drive into the lane by McKenna Hogabook. Knocked away by Anna. Picked up by King on the arc. What a matchup there. Dosick giving up about 7 inches to King.
And probably about 30 pounds.
Right. Purcell stymied at the moment. King straight away, three ball. Look out. Got it. A triple. Boy, she is a fine shooter.
She didn't miss anyone. I watched her warm up.
Oh, she's the X factor. If she hits your scoring average plus 6 or 7, this is Purcell's game to win. Here is Dosick beating pressure by Purcell. Right down the lane to the rack. No good. In and out. Rebound Purcell. Here come the Cavaliers. King on the arc. Gives it up high right to McKenna Hogabook, spelled H-A-U-G-A, Book. Hogabook is a 5'10 junior. Ball thrown to Janae Rose in the post. Flips it off into the right corner. Anna nearly steals. Goes out of bounds. Anna fans behind us thought the call was blown.
I thought it was correct.
Yes. And now I hear the words of moving screen from the Anna cheering section. Ball inbounded to Hogabook in the right corner for Purcell, which leads 3-0. We played 90 seconds. High left, it's Leah Smith. Straight away, Jada Mosley. Mosley, a 5'7 freshman. Ball thrown down at the feet of Rose in the post, and she muffed it. Anna comes away with it. 6 minutes to go, first quarter. 3-0 Purcell. Anna breaks pressure. Open deep left corner for the Rockets. Here's a drive to the rim. Kicked out of bounds by Purcell.
That's somebody we didn't really talk about before the game is Kaylee Brewer. She has the ability to put the ball in the basket deep, too.
5'2".
Yep, she's not a big kid.
Inch for inch, pound for pound. Boy, she is one of the best girls basketball players in West Central Ohio. Here is Anna inbounding below the rim to Dosick. Dosick knifes her way to the basket, hacking foul.
I think it's Riemann.
I'm sorry, it was Breanne Riemann. Beautiful play. Breanne sliced to the rim, had a little bit of an opening. She was targeted the pass from out of bounds by Brewer, and Riemann was hammered on the arm in the act. Two free throws coming. First shot, Breanne dead center. Riemann averaging 9 a game. Very adept free throw shooter is Riemann, up over 70%. Both of them dead center. And that was one of my keys in the pregame.
Yep.
Anna's got to make them all at the stripe tonight. They're 2 for 2 here at the beginning. 5:50 left, opening quarter. Purcell 3, Anna 2. Janae Rose, high post to King. King step back, three ball for Purcell. 28-footer, bouncing no good. Offensive rebound, Purcell, good. McKenna Hogabook took it away from an Anna player.
Yep, that should have been Anna's ball. They didn't secure it.
Yep, it was Anna's ball for a brief instant. And then Purcell Marion just simply yanked it away. Here's Anna out of control at midcourt. Steal by Purcell. Taken away by Hogabook. Into the forecourt. 5:18 to go, first quarter. 5-2 Purcell. Baseline drive. Ball bobbled. Steal! Mary Landis of Anna. Landis to midcourt off to Brewer. Outside the arc on the right, it is Dosick. Molly Rioch sets up at the post. Oh, here's a drive by Riemann. Baseline left pass to Landis. Shot good! 10-footer. Mary Landis right on the button. 5-4 Purcell. 4:48 to go in the first. Long three. Left corner. Purcell. Got it! What a shot. Hogabook from distance.
Leah Smith.
I'm sorry, Leah Smith.
Up number five.
5-3. 8-4 Purcell, which is shooting it nicely from long range. Here's Landis in the forecourt for Anna. Ball batted, loose, out of bounds, off Purcell. Two threes from Purcell here at the start. Didn't expect that, Chuck.
No. You did from King. You didn't expect Smith to hit one.
8-4. Anna trailing. Landis inbounds. Dosick timeline.
gives it up to Brian Raymond to Dosik. Oh, nice play. A feed to Rioch. It rolls off. Tough break, Anna. They set it up neatly. Couldn't conclude it. Purcell got the board. Hagebuck outside the arc on the left. Here's a long three, pumped up there from distance by Jada Mosley. No good off the flange. Anna quickly down the floor. Baseline Dosik tries to hit the player curling toward the rim. That's Landis. She is spilled on the play. Upset by Purcell. Common foul. Anna ball in. Boy, Anna trying to hasten this game up, Chuck, and get it down the court and get a good look now.
I like it. I mean, I like them running the floor, and they've had some good shots. They just missed them.
4 minutes left, opening quarter. 8-4 Purcell. Oh, what a play by Landis. Inbounds it off the leg of Rose and then gets it back, but then dribbles into the corner and cannot hang on. 3:58 to go, first quarter, 8-4, Purcell over Anna. Here comes London Rice on the floor for the Rockets. 5'6" freshman. Spelled R-E-I-S-S. Pronounced Rice. That does look like a palming violation committed by Hagebuck
and Purcell. Any kind of advantage.
Here's a deep three, left corner, Purcell. Look out. It's good.
I have no idea who that is.
Wow. That shot was bombed in from distance by Jariah McCrory. Three different players have made threes for Purcell. And at midcourt, being harassed. Ball stolen. Out of nowhere, Rice bats it out of bounds. 11-4, three different players of Knott's threes for Purcell. Anna in hot water early. Head coach Jeff Maurer gets a timeout. 7-point lead, Cavaliers. Just over three to go, first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
They take advantage of this deal through the end of March at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Receive free a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you purchase your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Here's Purcell after the timeout, inbounding to the 6'2", Janae Rose in the lane. She's got an easy bank shot, and Purcell's up 9. Anna in deep trouble early. 3:15 left, opening quarter. Here's Dosik, 25 feet away. Dosik being guarded by Jada Mosley. Thickness advantage there, also a height advantage to Purcell. Baseline left, open player for Anna. Shooting a 17-footer, Lena Rowland. Oh, it circled the rim. Down below the iron, popped out. Purcell snatched the board. 2:52 left in the first. 13-4 in favor of Purcell. Deep in the right corner, Mosley flips it out back to teammate Hagebuck. Hagebuck picked up by Rice. High post. It's Rose. It's 6-2. Oh, little give and go. Oh, Purcell lost the inner defender but blew the layup. Hagebuck missed a gimme. Over the back, foul Purcell. Anna dodging a bullet.
There was nobody close to her. That was harder to miss than it was make.
Well, to give you an idea as to what the court looks like, when Anna tries to throw it in and bring it up, there are usually at least 8 players in backcourt, maybe 10. Right now, 5 green shirts, 5 white shirts. Purcell puts on the heat. Here's Brewer looking, gets it to midcourt to Rice, and
She deals it to Taylor Puppelman, who's in now. I'm sorry, that's Brianne Riemann in midcourt. Puppelman will check in sooner or later. A very good 5'8 sophomore. Deep in the right corner, Dosik around one player, two players, into the lane to Riemann. Riemann's one-hander blocked on the play.
Wow.
By Purcell. Boy, did the Lady Cavaliers come to play. Here's Dosik on a drive. Hand off to Roland. Blocked again. Out of bounds by Purcell, which is on its game and fired up.
Yeah, they're playing very well both ends of the floor right now. Anna has to weather this and make some points.
Right. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. 13-4 Purcell. Dosik wants to throw in. Does to Landis. Back to Dosik. Right corner. Can't shoot the three. Tries to shake free. Can't do that. Goes left wing. London Rice. Back out on top to Dosik. Picked up by Hogebuck. 1:50 to go, first quarter. Anna's offense scored it at the moment. Haley Brewer. Deep left corner. Three ball. Good! Haley Brewer from long range. 13-4, says the scoreboard.
13-7.
There we go. It registers three. 6-point lead Purcell. 90 seconds to go in the first. Here's a pass cross court for Mosley. Scramble, loose ball. Great hustle on the play by Rice, who nearly came up with it. She went sprawling. She'll have a couple of scrapes on the knees after this one tonight.
That was good. Good effort that time.
Minute 26 left in the first. Purcell 13 and a 7. Boy, the Rockets needed that triple from Brewer. Hogebuck top of the circle against Rice. Oh, there it is. There it is.
They call it. She does it every time. That time she gained an advantage.
Big high dribble. Calming violation on Purcell. And Anna gets it back. A minute 16 to go in the first. Dosik picks up her dribble. Goes up the right side to Brewer. In the middle to Landis. Baseline left. Here's a drive to the rim by Leonard Rowland. Oh, it's skidded off the iron. Bodies tumble in backcourt. Foul against Anna. Minute four to go.
That's the second little chippy that they've missed. They need to make those shots.
Got to finish those. But Purcell's size will...
Well, that makes you think about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure does. Purcell Marion making a few changes. Here comes Molly Riok back on the floor for Roland for Anna. Purcell brings it down. 58 seconds still in the first quarter. Anna trailing by 6. Oh, here's a long shot by Mosley. 25-footer. Banged it in. 4 threes by Purcell. Never would have dreamed. Anna down 9 again. Dosik in backcourt. Rockets need to pick up the three-point shooters. Here's the ball rolling near side. Bad pass, Anna, right to Media Row. I got my foot on it, Chuck, and booted it right to the referee.
I was open.
Yes, I should have booted it to you.
I'll shoot it from here.
And then you could have assisted back to the ref. 41 seconds to go. Anna reeling. Purcell Marion
making shots that they haven't made all year.
The clicking on all cylinders is Purcell up 16-7, seeking revenge for Anna's upset win last year, 40-39. Here's Purcell going high-low. Beautiful pass down inside to McCrory, and the big girl in the middle notched a 5-footer. Here's Anna gets pressure, coming unglued. It's thrown out of bounds. Getting away from Anna quick.
Real quick.
19.3 to go in the first. Anna behind 18-7. As I was mentioning a few minutes ago, Jackson Center Pro Hardware has a big deal for you. You receive free a 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you purchase your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Cabinets are solid wood, soft closed doors and drawers, 25 colors to choose from, a variety of styles, too. Here's a miss by Purcell. Dosik the other way. Euro step in the lane. Got it for two. Ella Dosik. Terrific maneuver. Boy, Anna needed that. A Purcell miss. And then with 2 seconds left in the first quarter, Dosik took it 60 feet. Free throw line for her. Fouled in the act of shooting. Shot made here would trim it to 8. at the end of one. Gosick, 80% foul shooter, hits it. 18-10. Here's King, Purcell, long 65-footer, no. And the first quarter ends all Purcell, but Anna got the last three of the first 8 minutes. 18-10 Cavaliers on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, here at Springfield, Girls Division III Regional Semifinal. Anna Purcell Marion. We start the second quarter. Anna down 8, 18-10. Rockets were down 11, 18-7. Here's another bad pass cross-court by Anna. That one really wasn't defended well. Anna just got careless. Four-court right come the Cavaliers. Four different ladies for Purcell have made threes. Six girls have scored. Purcell red hot. Good beginning. Has Anna in trouble. Here's King on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Mosley. Mosley back to King. Fine matchup there. Dosick and Kara King. Here's a lean-in foul on Dosick, 30 feet from the basket. Team foul one, or I should say two, on Anna. Four on Purcell. That's kind of ticky-tack. Anna was down 11 late in the first quarter. Never got down by more than five, I don't think, against Purcell last year. Wound up winning by one in great comeback fashion. Here's Danae Rose, top of the circle, picked up by Ria. Ball thrown on the arc to the three-point shooter, Jamoni Jones. Jones enters the lane, heaves it to King, near side, look out, 30-footer, good! Kara King on fire. That was every bit of 30.
That was good defense. Woo. She just made a shot.
Yeah, she was almost out of bounds. Well, Purcell's got the lead back to 11 again. Five threes by Purcell, which is on fire, scorching the nets from three-point land. Here's Brewer, ball high overhead for Anna. Flips it on top to Riemann. Left side, Dosick around one player. Another player stops in front of King. Hits it. Five-footer, Dosick. Good play. 21-12, Anna down nine. Sooner or later, you'd think Purcell would hit a cool patch. Haven't hit a bad stretch yet. Ball thrown to Rose, high post. Knocked away by Rioch. Rioch reaches in, gets mitts on it. It's a jump. Purcell keeps it. 6 minutes to go, second quarter.
Good defense by Rioch at times. He really anticipated that pass.
Hey, don't forget, once again, a reminder, Jackson Center Pro Hardware. You get a free five-burner liquid propane gas grill when you purchase your cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Sale ends end of March, 18 months same as cash. Financing available. Tell Darren Yankski heard about his store, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Here's Purcell, pitch and catch on the arc. Here's Hogabook, gives it up straight away to Leah Smith, who's nailed a three so far, thought about it. Now Purcell milking the clock, up nine, 5.5 to go here in the second quarter. High left at Smith, Taylor Poppelman comes out to guard, presses tightly, nearly steals. Here's King, baseline right pass to Hogabook, a drive, overshot it, rebounding foul, I think, on Purcell. and a possession. Team foul 5 on the Cavaliers. 10 players in backcourt. Anna somehow has got to continue to weather this Purcell pressure, not turn it over. Oh, it's thrown to Dosik. Blinding speed. Down the floor. Dosik all the way to the rack. Good! Good! Foul, Purcell. Dosik took the pass in backcourt, Chuck, like a wide receiver or a tailback, and sped away from the other 9 players on the floor.
Yep.
Wow. Was that ever a pleasure to watch?
That was terrific. And what a silly foul to just reach in and just tap her after she's already shooting a layup. And that was the 3rd foul on Leah Smith.
Uh-oh. She's made, what, 2 threes?
No, just one.
One. Dosik at the strike. Chance to cut it to 6. Free throw, Ella, yes. All cord. Every free throw she shoots, nothing but twine.
I always put this X in there every once in a while. I got to erase.
5 minutes to go, 2nd quarter. Anna within 6. Here come the Rockets. 21-15, Purcell. Rose, high post, picked up by Rioch. Ball thrown high right to Hogabook. Into the lane. Deep left corner, Mosley. 3 ball rimmed out. King on the rebound, foul, Anna. Thinking the act of shooting. Maybe it's on the floor. It's out of bounds, Purcell. Anna gets a break. That could have been.
It wasn't a controlled tip, so that is probably the correct call.
Yep. Could have been ruled a rebound shot attempt, but no. Ball inbounded by Purcell poorly. Right into the hands of Brianne Riemann of Anna. She starts down the floor, gives it up to Dosik. Big possession here. Dosik wants to drive. She's in the right corner. Spin move. Here's Brianne straight away. Gives it up back to Ella. 4:36 to go here in the 2nd quarter. Baseline drive. Riemann, 10-footer. Banged off the rim. No good. Rebound Purcell. 4:28 to go. 2nd quarter. 21-15. Purcell. I think Ella Dosik just picked up foul number 2.
She did. That was silly foul.
Oh, boy. I don't think head coach Jeff Maurer can afford to take her.
Oh, I don't think there's any chance.
No. Not a chance. Not a chance. 4:24 remaining till halftime. Ella Dosich got 2 fouls for Anna.
She's a smart kid.
Which is down 6. Oh, yeah, she's a senior. 12th grader, a lot of experience. You can play with a couple of fouls. Here's a travel by Purcell, not called. And then the Cavaliers pitch it out of bounds.
Well, you can see just a little bit of discouragement on the Purcell players' faces now.
Yep. Purcell flustered a little bit. Anna needs to take advantage. Still got half the 2nd quarter to go. Here's Brenna Cobb dribbling up the right side for Anna. The freshman in off the bench, 5'4" tall. She's a comer for head coach Jeff Maurer and his staff. Dosik nearly lost it. Gave it up 20 feet away to Riemann. Riemann being guarded way out near midcourt by Jana Rose, or I should say Janae Rose of Purcell. Rose stays out there. Is she at the top of the zone, Chuck?
They're playing man-to-man.
Janae Rose.
They're switching, and she's ending up on the point.
Yeah, Janae Rose for Purcell guarded 3 or 4 different players in that sequence. And a pass into the right corner. Poked out of bounds by Purcell.
I'll tell you what, when Dosik has her on her, they need to clear aside and let her go one-on-one.
Exactly. Anna down 6. 3.5 to go, 2nd quarter. Oh, dribble drive in the lane. Looping one-hander, Landis might have been hacked on the arm. No call. Rebound Purcell. Oh, look at Hogabook go to work. Hits a teammate, Janae Rose, down low for the gimme. Well done. Anna countering. Long throw to Landis. Baseline right. Handed off on the play. Behind the arc to Brewer. Now Dosik. Dosik. Checked tightly by Hogabook. Now 2 players run at her. Long 3 ball, Brenna Cobb. Rimmed in and out, no good. And there's a pileup in the right corner. King comes out of there with it for Purcell, which leads by 8. Hogabook down the right side. Nearly lost the ball and then stuck out the elbow. Offensive foul.
That's a good call.
Yep. 2:49 to go here in the 2nd quarter. Anna behind by 8, 23-15. Let's check out Anna's players
London Rice back in. Kaylee Brewer in. And Brenna Cobb on the floor. It's a small Anna lineup right now.
Well, they can't go real big no matter what.
No. Molly Riok is still there, along with four guards, essentially. Here's Dosik running up the floor. It's a three-point shooting club on the court right now. Riok, deep left corner, London Rice. Dosik straight away. Anna down eight. 2.5 to go second quarter. Dosik splits a couple defenders down the lane near the rim. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Offensive foul. Ella Dosik, number three.
Well, it's one of those that we hate because they took the charge directly under the basket.
Yep.
Should not be called. But since that's not a rule, it was a charge.
If there is a charge arc in place, like in college, that was a defensive foul.
Absolutely. But it was definitely on Ella. They can't afford her to sit very long. They have 2:30 to go.
Who would have thought Anna would play the final couple minutes of the second quarter, maybe a chunk of the second half now, with Ella Dosik on the bench, three fouls. Anna's weathered some red-hot shooting from Purcell. It's an eight-point game. It's been worse.
Well, they got it down to six and had two possessions
yes.
to try to get it lower, and they never got it done.
Sure did. Had two opportunities to get it to five or six, could not convert. Janae Rose, high post, down low to Hogabook, missed the cripple. Weak side rebound, McCrory. Great effort, Molly Riok. Tie up. Should be in a ball. It is. 2:14 to go, second quarter.
Good effort by Riok right there.
Anna stifling Purcell on that possession, which did eventually get a pretty good shot. Anna's Riok with a real tussle for that rebound and earned Anna's possession. And now the ball being brought down the floor in backcourt by Anna's Breanne Raymond. She'll take charge. What they call foul Purcell over guarding?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She bumped her good.
Should be the bonus. Ella Dosik pushes 80% at the stripe. Breanne Raymond well over 70. And Breanne needs to drop these two right in and trim the deficit right back to six. It's 23-15 Purcell. 2:08 to go, second quarter. Shot by Riemann is dead on the mark. 23-16, Purcell up seven. Substitution for Anna. Lena Rowland back in. Breather for Molly Riok. Second shot, Riemann. 5'8 junior. Tell you what, Chuck. All these juniors for Anna girls are playing like fifth-year seniors. Sophomores are playing like seniors. These young ladies have really come on like gangbusters. 23-16, second shot by Riemann, rimmed, came out, rebound Purcell. Here's Kara King, guarded by Brewer, screen for King. Line drive three, way short. Rebound Rose, taken away by Anna. We got a scrap for a loose ball in backcourt. Foul Purcell or a tie-up?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, rule a jump.
Purcell. I don't know how you get a jump when you reach around from behind.
No, Purcell keeps it. Looked like they took the rope to a couple of Anna players, tied them up in knots. No foul. Purcell possession. Hogabook in the lane, on the arc to the three-point shooter. A long one pumped up there by Jamani Jones. No good. Rebound low on the left. Good by King. No, it was Mosley.
Mosley, yeah.
They were both there. Give it to Mosley. Timeout for sale. Purcell, I should say. Anna down nine. 1:27 left. The Rockets being clobbered on the boards so far. Late second quarter on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Riemann Drywall in Anna. Professional service. Drywall repair, patching, finishing, insulation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction. For residences and commercial businesses, it's Riemann Drywall. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. If you're within an hour from Shelby County and need drywall done, Riemann Drywall in Anna, a call away, 937-538-0513. Drywall done right with Riemann. Here's Anna attacking after the timeout. Long three ball missed. Purcell heaves at 60 feet. They try to save it back in bounds. Collision. Down go a Purcell player, a photographer, and a referee. Out of bounds to Anna, according to head coach Jeff Maurer, across the way. Yes. Rockets possession. Big exchange there. No harm done. No points put on the board by Purcell. Errant shot by Anna. Still a 9-point game within reach. Would love to get it down to like 5, Chuck, here at the break.
Yeah, they would even take 7 if they could get a basket here and not give up anything at the other end.
Ella Dosik on the bench, 3 fouls. Riemann, high post, Riok. Left side pass, Brenna Cobb. High right, Breanne Riemann. 40 seconds to go, first half. Anna down 25-16.
Now they're playing a zone.
Yes, here's Taylor Puppelman outside the lane. Great pass down inside to Riok. Left-hand shot blocked. Or I should say Roland missed it. Blocked out of bounds by the 6'2", Janae Rose.
She's got long arms to go with that 6'2".
30 seconds to go, first half. Here's Brenna Cobb inbounding. 30 feet out to Riemann. Riemann picked up by King. Left wing Puppelman. Left corner, Lena Roland. 20 seconds to go, first half. Here's a long, high-arching three ball by Riemann. Short. Rebound down to Purcell. Taken away by Mosley. 8 seconds to go, first half. Here's Hagebook. Lobs inside to Janae. She's wide open. Caught it and scored. Caught it and scored. There's the buzzer. First half ends. Purcell concludes the first half. Up 11, Purcell Marion Cavaliers, 27, Anna Rockets, 16, Ella Dosik played well, couldn't play enough, out with 3 fouls. It's our radio station break. This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Springfield Girls Division III Regional Semifinal. Anna down 11, 27-16 to a hot shooting Purcell Marion Club. Out for revenge tonight after losing to Anna 40-39 in the regional title game 1 year ago. Chuck, it's our halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie. Take it away.
Well, you mentioned that Purcell was beating Anna to death on the boards, and they have a 14-4 rebounding advantage, 4-0 on the offensive boards. Both teams turned the ball over six times. Purcell Marion did not go to the free throw line. Anna 5-6 from the free throw line in the first half. Purcell Marion, very balanced scoring. They got six from Kara King. They got six from Janae Rose. They got five from McCrory. They got five from Mosley, three from Leah Smith, two from Hogabook. They scored 18 and 9, 27 for the half. Dosik, who had to sit the half of the second quarter, ended up the eight in the first half. Then they got three from Brewer, three from Riemann, two from Landis. They scored 10 and 6. Not enough scoring, and they're down 27-16 at the half.
And Ella Dosik has got three fouls for Anna. Chuck, no way other to say it that Purcell sharper from the start right out of the gate.
Well, they've shot threes. They made one, two, three, four, five threes, which is probably their season average in the first half. But they're so balanced. I mean, they had 2 of 6, 2 of 5. Anna, except for Dosik, really struggling putting the ball in the basket. They need to have a real good start to the second half.
Yeah, Purcell Marion, Chuck, you're just about right. In the neighborhood of 100 threes on the year, in excess of 20 games, about 5 per game. So they've hit their quota in the first 16 minutes.
Yeah, they got their 5.
And it's 27-16 in favor of Purcell over Anna here at the half. That's our report brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
And thank you so much, LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, all the staff and associates, Roger Dietrich, Mary Lee Smock, that we could not have gotten off the ground here on scoresbroadcast.com way back in 2006 and 7 without the assistance from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, which highlights here tonight the two seniors for the Anna Rockets. They are Ella Dosick and Mary Landis. Ella needs to come back strong in the second half. She played a good first half,
yes, she did,
when she was out there, but got hit with a very marginal charging foul. That was her third. If I'm out there on the floor, my judgment tells
it
me.
It was too deep to call.
Yeah, defenders too deep below the net. That's either a no call. It's certainly not offensive. But that was the third. Right.
And her second foul was kind of a reach-touch foul right out towards midcourt.
Yes, that was enough.
But, hey, it is what it is. They made the calls, and she's got three.
You know what, Chuck? It feels like Anna's down by 15 or 16. It's
yeah.
only 11.
Well, it is. They're still in the basketball game, that's for sure.
So many thanks again to LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. LACAL. Once conceived in L.A., California, then moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County, I think in 1982 was the year that happened. And LaCal Equipment has been an integral part of Shelby County and the Jackson Center community ever since. 27-16, Anna down 11 to Purcell Marion, about a minute 30 away from the start of our third quarter. Again, the winner comes back Saturday, 1:30, to tangle with Worthington Christian, outstanding girls D3 club that beat Waynesville 62-50. Right, Chuck? Was that the score?
Or was it? Yeah. 52-40.
52-40. Yeah, very good game through three quarters. It was a dead heat.
They had two basketball players were just outstanding.
Yeah.
They had 37 of their 52 points.
Yeah, Worthington Christian will be a tough out on Saturday. That is for sure. Say, we're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come to visit us from towns all around. Who am I talking about? Well, Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. Got a full menu for you. Whether you want a snack or a full meal, drop by Myers in Botkins. And how about the omelets in the morning? Breakfast at 6. The omelets at Myers Tavern are popular morning starters. The omelets at Myers are super. Terrific strip loin steak dinner is only $12.50, served after 4 o'clock. We're proud to be local, proud to be a casual hangout, and we welcome you for any meal of the day at Myers Tavern. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. We bet you won't find better. Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. Here's Anna starting the third quarter. Here's Anna starting the ball in the right quarter. So she's got the ball in the right look. Dropping pass. So look. Tended for Landon. The sound significant. He's in the first and the second.
She's traveled to make the move in the first place. Traveled to make the move in the first place. Now she's shooting. They're playing zone. Now they better feet set and put up 15 threes if they stay in that zone.
Well, you make a good point, Chuck. Anna's not going to win this game without a half a dozen made threes here in the second half. That's all there is to it. Anna down 11, opening half minute, third quarter, long three ball, Purcell, look out, bottom of the well, Jada Mosley on fire.
She's a freshman.
30-16, Mosley, the ninth grader, takes it to a 14-point cushion. Anna is in deep, deep trouble. Dosick playing with three fouls. Purcell Marion is clicking on all cylinders. Deep left corner, Riemann. Now Dosick
drives down the lane, running one-hander. No, but a foul on Purcell. Mark it down. Anna's fallen behind 30 to 16 with 6:56 to go in the third quarter. Biggest deficit of this game. And who would have thought Purcell would have six threes, Chuck, in two quarters plus a minute?
And who would have thought that Ella Dosa could miss a free throw?
Yeah, she just shot it. No good. Dosa going to misfire. She's obviously shaken a little bit. Second shot, Ella, right there. Here comes Purcell in the half court. Down to 13, or I should say ahead to 13. Near overthrow, top of the circle. Ball gathered, though, on the play by McCrory. Near side pass to Jemani Jones, a 5'8 senior. Right side throw, McCrory. Weave out front by Purcell, which is milking the clock. Here's Kara King. Step back three, 28-footer. Missed it, back flange. Long rebound, Brewer. Outlet to Dosik. One-on-one. Oh, Dosik, great feed. Layup deflected at the rim. Oh, Anna missed a chance. Shot by Riok was touched. Here comes Purcell away with it. Oh, she traveled into a three ball. McCrory clearly walked. Missed it. Rose, tip up, good. 32-17 in favor of Purcell Marion. On a blistering pace right now, ahead of Anna by 15 points. 5:40 left here in the third. Ball thrown near side to Brewer. Purcell's got Anna outsized every position by what, Chuck? 20, 25 pounds? And,
oh, my goodness.
Three, yes. 3-4 inches? Here's a high-arching jumper right flank by Dosik. Short rebound down to Purcell. Here comes Hagebuck, top of the key. Well, Purcell with a spurt right here to just about put this game away. Here's a baseline blocking foul against Anna. It goes on Breanne Riemann. Baseline left, King will inbound for Purcell. Head coach Jeff Maurer wants a timeout for Anna, which is down to 15. 5:20 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Hey, what's your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services? Well, that's Dickman Supply. We've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands for you. For your home, Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, or a standby generator. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for 65 years, and our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Dickman, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, DickmanSupply.com. 4:49 left in the third quarter. Score remains 32-17. Purcell up 15 over Anna. Dosik on the floor. She rips her way down the court, into the corner, knocked away from behind. Stolen by Purcell. Here comes Hagebuck. She fumbles, out of bounds off Anna. Anna Rockets simply cannot get jump shot looks over this taller Purcell team.
God, once they get the ball inside, they've had about six or seven shots blocked.
Oh, yeah. Janae Rose has really tormented. Here's a dribble drive. Hagebuck in the lane. Coughed up the ball. Stolen by Riemann of Anna. Ahead to Dosick. Back to Brienne. Driving baseline right. On the run. No off the flange. Defensive foul, Purcell. Couple of shots here for Brienne Riemann. Clock halted. 4:27 left third quarter. Another way to get back in the game, Chuck. Drive, 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 and get to
go to the line. Yep.
Free throws with the clock stopped. Two here for Brienne. First is no good long. 17 points for Anna, Chuck. Who's gotten them so far?
Dosick's got 9 of them. Riemann's got 3 all from the free throw line.
Second shot, Brienne. Anna needs firepower. Last quarter and a half. Shot good. 32-18. Purcell up 14. Long pass down the floor for King in the corner. And it's tipped out of bounds by Ella Dosick of Anna. Far right wing. Ball inbounded by 25. Jamani Jones, 5'8 senior. Out to Hogabook at midcourt. Being tracked down by Riemann. High post to Nay Rose. She spins. Goes to the rim. Lost the ball. Foul against Anna. Good call. 4:11 to go in the third. 32-18 Purcell, which is led by as many as 15. This Janae Rose is 6'2", and with the hair stacked on the top of the head, Chuck, she's about 6'6".
She's got a man bun.
Free throw Rose. She's actually a left-hander. No good. It's long. Missed it. These Purcell girls are tall. They've got bodies on them. They're thick.
I'm just amazed how well they've shot threes.
Yes.
Because they're not great basketball players. They're just very athletic.
Yep. But tonight they have been
shot it
at scorching the nets. Purcell's three-point shooting has been dynamite. Janae Rose misses a free throw and drops in the second. 33-18. Anna down 15 again. 4 minutes left, third quarter. Here's Dosick up the floor to Landis. Landis thought about driving against Rose. No chance. Dosick on the arc. To Taylor Poppelman is in. Back to Dosick. Crossover dribble. Nowhere to go. Anna pitch and catch. Poppelman. Left corner. Nice drive to the rack. Landis up and over the iron. Got it. Well done, Mary Landis. 33-20. Purcell up 13. 3:34 to go here in the third. Girls D3 regional semifinal. Winner meets a very solid Worthington Christian team Saturday at 1:30 for a berth in the Final Four. Here's Jamani Jones out high. Goes to Rose. Rose got up a Riok. Right wing Jones. Pitch and catch with Jada Mosley. Back to Jones. Hand off to Hogabook. Ball thrown to Rose. Foul line extended right. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Purcell up 13. Deep left corner, Jones. She swings it on top for Purcell. Kaylee Brewer guarding tightly. Now Riox on Rose. Here's King, right corner. Starts a drive. Slides into the lane. Knocked away by Anna. Stolen by the Rockets. Here comes Dosick, motoring down the floor. Dosick won't be stopped. Dosick all the way to the rim. Good! Good! Dosick, hell-mell. High octane. Ella Dosick. She rambled, what, 80 feet, Chuck?
Oh, she took it the length of the court and did a great job. They set right up down under the basket again to take the charge. And that time she saw them and avoided them.
Foul in the act of shooting. Count the goal. Dosick's got how many now?
That's 11.
Free throw coming for Ella to slice this deficit to 10 with 2:39 to go in the third quarter. 33-22 Purcell. Free throw Ella, yes. 33-23. Here comes Purcell in backcourt. Anna, token pressure, timeline, long throw, baseline left to Jada Mosley for Purcell. Cross court to King, long three ball, bingo!
Boy, that was huge.
Wow! My goodness gracious. There was some doubt as to whether or not Kara King, leading scorer for Purcell, would play.
would even play.
Yeah.
And boy, she has played, her tail off. And Purcell on the three by King is up at 13 late in the third quarter. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Up Kara King was all by herself. Her lonesome in the right corner for Purcell after Anna had shaved the Cavaliers' lead down to 10. King answered. That's what Purcell has done all night. What, 7 or 8 three balls by Purcell, Chuck?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
8.
And King's got her average. He's got 11 with 2:25 to go in the third.
Purcell averaging a little over 4 threes a game. They doubled that here tonight against Anna. Purcell was beaten by Anna last year in the regional championship 40-39. And Purcell out for revenge this evening, leading by 13. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Dosik 30 feet away to Riok. Baseline right, Riemann around two players. It's blocked. It's loose. Picked up by Dosik. Blocked again. That's been the theme of the night right there. Purcell's defense suffocating. King forecourt, long three. Air ball caught below the rim, though, by Mosley. And Purcell controls up 13. Minute 40 left here in the third. Here's Janae Rose at midcourt. Drives against Riok. Got away with a walk. Back to King. Long three. 30-footer. Missed it. Boy, rough would have come off that she made that. Here's Dosik spurting down the floor for Anna. Baseline. Around one player. Another foul in the act of shooting. If you can score repeatedly with the clock stop, you've got a chance, because the three-point shots for Anna are not there.
Well, I'll tell you what, that last time down the floor, it was Riemann who got a hit. She came from behind and got a little hand on that shot.
It came out of nowhere and just barely flicked the basketball as it came off the fingertips of King. Wound up being an errant shot. Anna went the other way. Two free throws, Dosik. Both of them right on target. 36-25. Purcell up 11. 80 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Now Anna's got a three-quarter court press on at the moment. Landis and Riemann on Hogabook. Here she goes. Zipping up the left side, into the lane, knocked away by Dosik to make sure she doesn't foul. It's loose again. Riemann's got it. Outlet to Dosik. Dosik against King. Stripped by King. Foul by King. Looks like, to me, it was in the act of shooting. We'll wait.
I put both of them down, so she better be shooting.
At Dosik, who is so smart, beat everybody to the foul lane. She's on the stripe asking for the ball. That's funny. Two free throws, Ella, to slice the deficit to 9. Off to the left, no good. 36-25 Purcell. Minute 7 to go, third quarter. Purcell has led all the way by as many as 15. Purcell has been really charged here tonight. Ella Dosik makes the second. She splits to 10-point game. Anna's defensive tenacity, Chuck, has picked up. 35 feet away with the ball. It is Jariah McCrory out high to Jones. Jones to Hogabook, meets resistance. Left corner, Mosley again. Top of the circle, Hogabook down the lane, running one-hander, off to the left, no good. Rebound gobbled up by Anna. Tie up, and the arrow favors, I think, the Rockets. Nope, Purcell gets it. Good hard-nosed rebound by Riok of Anna. 39 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 36-26. Purcell up 10. King, baseline left. Could have been a travel on Purcell, not called. Here's Hagebook. Out high to King. Oh, Dosik steps in. Dosik steps in. Forces a tie-up, but it's ruled foul four on Ella. Whew. Didn't like that call. Not one
looked
yet.
Like a steal to me.
Yep. Yep, that was a poor call. Two of the four on Ella have been marginal.
Well, this is the referee that got knocked down. He possibly hit his head. I'm just guessing. I don't know that freak's rubbing his head right now.
I'll tell you what, that's got to be a tie-up. You've got to credit the defensive player.
Oh, she made a heck of a play.
Oh, super play. The tenacity on defense by Ella. She anticipated where the ball was going, split the two defenders, got both mitts on it. In fact, she was tied up by Purcell.
Yep.
Yep. Foul four on Dosik. 26 seconds to go, third quarter. Dosik out briefly here at the end of the third quarter. Hogebook down the right side against Landis, 30 feet away. They'll play for one. Here's Brewer guarding Mosley near side. Back to Hogebook. Splits defenders. Gives it to King. Double dribble. Anna needs a bucket. 8 seconds to go, third quarter.
I'll tell you what, I'd put Dosik back in for offense with 8 seconds to go.
I would, too. Maybe get two free throws out of it. 8 seconds to go. Anna down 10. We got Brewer, Cobb on the floor for Anna. Backcourt, Riemann. Riemann on a mission. Riemann midcourt. Riemann ahead of the key. 2 seconds left. Into the lane. Blocked. That's how the third quarter finishes. Purcell's defense stymies Anna on the Rockets' final possession. 36-26, Purcell. We go to the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Hey, don't forget now, the Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center has got a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters for you. Local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged up by day and time. Immunizations, of course. Rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment. Results in just 15 minutes. 10 to 6 Monday to Friday. 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. 101 East Pike and Jackson Center. Proud to be a sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. We thank Allison Haas so much at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Fourth quarter starts. Dosik top of the circle. Back to Riemann. Driving one-hander. It lipped the rim. Tough break. Out of bounds to Purcell. 10-point game. 36-26. That shot by Brianne Chuck was in, came out, went back in, came out.
Yeah, she did nice. She got into the lane, went down the lane, and just did not, wouldn't drop for her. Kind of the night that Anna's had shooting the ball.
Still within 10, striking distance. Dosik on the floor with four.
He sat her down.
Checked out after that offensive set. She's not on the floor for defense. Here's Hagebook, 30 feet away for Purcell. There's that palming violation, not called. Deep left corner pass to Tyler Staley-Fenderson, who's new in off the bench. Hand off to Rose. Top of the circle, Hagebook. She's the ball controller. She takes care of it. Goes to Kara King, right wing. over guarding foul, Landis, who reached in on Hagebuck. Team foul three on the green and white. 6:59 to go here in the fourth quarter. Anna within striking distance. Rockets need a flurry of points. Ideally, Chuck, a couple long made three-pointers.
Yeah, Dosik having four fouls is really a problem.
Yep. Oh, here's Hagebuck driving up and good. What a play by Hagebuck of Purcell. She went around the top of the circle and whistled right by three Anna defenders. Beautiful, nifty layup in the half-court set. And it's a 12-point game again, 38-26. Ella Dosik on the floor for Anna. She comes in. Brenna Cobb checks out for the Rockets.
The clock was running.
Oh. So it says 6:34, and it should be what, 6:35?
I think it's 9:05.
I like that. I'm going to tell you all about Victrus Health and Wellness in a moment. 307 East Main and Anna. Victrus Health and Wellness. 307 East Main in Anna. Right now the Rockets attack. High post Landis splits a couple defenders. There's a blocking foul by Rose. Clean up top, but not down below. Landis shoots two free throws. Purcell coaching staff not happy with the call. Looked like Anna got a break.
This will be 17 free throws for the Rockets. Purcell Marion shot twice.
Isn't that amazing? Anna continues to attack. That's got to be the objective. High free throw by Landis. Swish. 38-27. Deficit 11. 6:22 to go, fourth quarter.
You got points for height. You get an extra point for that last one.
Oh, yeah, point and a half maybe. Landis again. Jeez. Way up in the air.
I think she's over the line.
Yep, she stepped into the paint area over the strike. Wouldn't have counted had it gone in. Blown. Simply blown badly. Anna will take it. Rockets will take it. Anna's defense came out near midcourt to put the heat on Hagebuck. Landis popped the ball in the air, went into backcourt. Purcell retrieved it over and back. Here's Rioch down low. Goes up against Rose. Blocked on the play by the 6'2 Rose. Rebounding foul against Anna.
You cannot give her room. They're trying to shoot the ball and giving her a chance. You got to get right into her body and then go up with the shot trying to get the foul.
Yeah, you're right. At this point, shoot free throws. 38-27, Purcell by 11. 5:58 left here in the fourth quarter. Dosik back on the floor. Still can't get over how poor a call that was on the over and back.
Yeah, it wasn't a good call. But
and the referee on this side
had it correct.
Had it correct.
The guy who was right on top of it, the guy on the other side of the floor.
Yeah. And they didn't confer. And over and back on Purcell stood. Although Purcell got the block, Anna didn't score. Here's Hagebuck, top of the circle. Gives it up to King. Gunnar Brewer. 5:41 to go. Purcell is stalling it now. King dribbling. Still dribbling. 30 feet away. King down the left side. Handoff on the play to Mosley. Mosley walked. Slid. Not called. Deals it to Leah Smith. She retreats to midcourt. Picked up tightly by Poppelman. Handoff back to Hagebuck. High dribble. Palming. That could have been called. Outside the arc on the left to Mosley. Now to King. 5:11 to go. Ball given up to Hagebuck. Team fouls, five on Anna. Dosik almost picked up her fifth. Here's Hagebuck, 30 feet away. Still on the dribble, on the bounce. Poppelman chases, weave to Mosley. Ella tries to steal. Mosley into the lane, lost the ball, got below the rim. Out of trouble to King. Long three, 27-footer, swish! Holy cow! Purcell has scorched the Nets tonight. And the lead is 14, and that one might have sealed the deal. Timeout called. Purcell 41, Anna 27 on scores broadcast.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna, the leader in wellness enhancement, specializing in chronic pain, weight loss, and autoimmune conditions. As a functional medicine specialist, Dr. Lisa Marino utilizes state-of-the-art testing to personalize your treatment plan and exceed your health goals. If you've given up on losing weight or healing your chronic pain, give Dr. Marino a call, 937-232-5237, or visit victrushealth.com. Claim your free consultation, Victrus Health and Wellness, Western Ohio's leader in functional medicine. And by the way, Lisa's the wife of Anna football coach Nick Marino, whose club won the state championship in D6 football in 2019. Go Rockets. I thought I'd slip that in there. And the boys and girls hoops teams still alive in the tournament. Anna girls barely down 14, 41-27, 4:28 to go. Taylor Puppelman just had her arm yanked on in the right corner. She shoots the 1-1. These are big. Anna's got to get every point at the stripe. Free throw by Taylor. Dips the knees in. Nice job. Puppelman, a 5'8 sophomore. Okay, one thing about head coach Jeff Maurer, Chuck, he goes deep into the roster, goes right down to the ninth grade, and gives his young ladies varsity time.
Well, they're 14 of 18 shooting free throws.
Both shots good by Puppelman. Lead is 12 for Purcell. Hagebuck down the right side. Being guarded tightly by London Rice. Head coach Jeff Maurer has got a scrappy defensive club out there now. Dribbling is Hagebuck against Puppelman. Here's a near side pass stolen by Dosik. Dosik storms the other way. Layup good. Push off from behind. Basket counts. Ella Dosik.
What a great job of drawing the foul and laying the basketball in at the same time. Yeah. That was smart.
Yeah, she went up there to shoot, Chuck, and it looked to me like she kept her keister out in the way of the defender.
Absolutely.
Who bumped her as she cleverly laid it in, drawing the foul. She shoots the free throw. Nicely done by Ella. 41-31. Back within 10. Free throw Dosik on the way for Anna. Swish.
She's got 18.
18 for Ella. 15 of 19 at the stripe for the Rockets, who trail by 9. Close as it's been in a while. Good pressure. Backcourt. London Rice. Anna. Turnover. Hagebuck. Purcell. Oh, we need a 3 right here. Need a 3 right here. 3 minutes, 57 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Purcell, 41, and a 32. Very critical possession. Dosik to Riemann, to Dosik, to the post, to Dosik, baseline, running 10-footer, skidded off the rim, but a foul. Purcell. Ella with two more.
Right now, they cannot guard her.
No. But she's got to keep driving the basketball. Jab step here, jab step there. Keep Purcell off balance, take it to the rim. Free throw, Dosik short. 41-32. Purcell the 9, 3:50 to go, fourth quarter. Regional semifinal, girls D3 at Springfield. Winner meets Worthington Christian, 1:30 Saturday. For a berth in the Final Four. Second shot. Dosik on the way. Looks good. It is. 8-point game. 8-point game. Closest Anna has been since way back midway second quarter. It's been at the 4 or 5 minute mark of the second since Anna's had an under 10 over guarding foul on Anna in the half court.
They called it on Rice, but that's okay. That's they need to foul anyway.
Right.
That's only six.
Next one, 1-1 for Sell. 3:40 to go, fourth quarter. Anna defending. It is stolen. Good interception. Good interception by Anna.
No way. He is 0 for 2 on over and back. 0 for 2.
And the Rockets are hit with a very questionable over and back call after the steal by London Rice. Terrific play by her. Here's the ball inbound to the King. Oh, what a steal by Brewer. Brewer took it away to Dosik down the lane. Hand off to a teammate. Way up good. Way up good. Was that London Rice?
That was Rice, yep.
Dosik to Rice after the steal by Kaylee Brewer. 6-point game. Don't go away. Still 3:28 left. Purcell is going to be shooting a lot of free throws, and they missed them all last year on scoresbroadcast.com.
Start dreaming. Hoyne & Hoyne Builders in Anna specializes in beautiful custom-built homes. We also offer custom home interiors, remodels, and additions. Bring to life your 2.5-acre country lot. Hoyne & Hoyne property off Retker Road is in the Anna School District and offers high-speed internet. Make the call to design your dream home. 937-394-7144. What you imagine, we create at Hoyne & Hoyne Builders in Anna. Online at HoyneAndHoyneBuilders.com.
Yeah, Chuck and I were talking during the Hoyne & Hoyne commercial break. This referee crew, I think the one official, Chuck, he's 0 for 2 on over and back decision.
That's such an easy call.
Spotty refereeing here in the second half at Springfield.
Well, you got a freshman Rice with a great steal. She probably should have held the ball a second longer and not even given him a chance.
What do we got? We've got a holding foul on Anna as Purcell inbounds as we start play back up. 3:28 to go, fourth quarter.
That's okay.
Purcell will shoot the 1-1. It is Kara King, the 5'9 senior, best player on the floor for Purcell, averaging 11 a game. What she got tonight, Chuck?
She's got 14. This will be her first free throw. They're 1 of 2. They've only shot 2 of them tonight.
And about the only way Anna can win this is for the Rockets to make free throws and Purcell to miss down the stretch. That happened last year when Anna won 40-39. Free throw by Kara King is right.
I don't think this is who you want to foul.
No. King's first shot good. Earns the bonus. Way hard.
It's ugly.
Well, that caromed out to the right corner. Missed it badly. Rebound Anna. Down 7. 3:22 to go in the game. Deep right wing at Freeman. Gives it up to Dosik. Dosik 30 feet away. Brianna in the right corner. Back to Ella. What do we have? The official toots the whistle. For some unknown reason.
Roland and Rose were kind of bumping each other.
A little jockey.
He just wanted to, the referee stepped in and stopped it. I think that's better than making a double call, which is what most officials would have done.
That was a good decision. Very good. As Janae Rose and Mary Rioch were jockeying for position in the lane. Here's Dosik. Here's Landis. Far left wing, Anna with the ball, down 7, 3 minutes to go. Drive by Landis, hand off to Riemann, shot blocked, pinballed around, Dosik's got it 30 feet away. L on a drive, fouled in the lane while shooting. Ella Dosik, who single-handedly knocked off Purcell last year with 4 free throws in the last 10 seconds, is at the stripe with 2:54 to go to make this a 5-point game. Anna once trailed 32-17. Free throw Ella on the way. It is rattling, and it stays in there.
She's got 20.
20 for Ella.
If this ends up being her last game, boy, she's been terrific.
Yep, she sure has. Sure has. Sparkling game by Ella Dosik. and handcuffed with four fouls. Second free throw, got it. Wow, here come the Rockets. What a comeback. 42-37, Purcell by five. Still just under three to go. Hogebook to midcourt. Koppelman on her. Hogebook at the timeline. Gives it up, gets it back. Purcell dribbling. Purcell in the one-on-one. Near steal on the play, but London Rice got a foul against Koppelman out near midcourt. And Purcell will shoot. It's not King. It's Hogebook, second best free throw shooter on this club. 2:37 to go, 42-37. Anna down five. Anna trailed 52-37 at one point in the third quarter. I'm sorry, Chuck, that's wrong. 32-17,
right?
Get your numbers right, Jack. Free throw, Hogebook. Way long. Missed it. Rebound, Anna. Anna down five, 42-37. After trailing by 15, 32-17. Lannis in the lane. De Brewer on the arc. Back to Dosik. 5-point game. 2:20 to go. Anna trying to cut it to two or three. Into the post. It goes to Lannis. Into the paint area. Shot blocked. Whoa. Got it back. She got it back. She scores! Mary Lannis had it repelled. Had it repelled for the 6-2 Rose. She caught it and flipped it in. Anna within three. Remarkable comeback for the Anna girls. Foul midcourt against Freeman. 1-1 Hogebook of Purcell. Will she continue to think about missing the previous?
In a 3-point game with 2 minutes to go, the basket looks pretty small.
Yep. 42-39 Purcell after the great play by Lannis of Anna. 2:02 remaining. Hogebook's free throw. Calmly up and in. 43-39.
Yeah, that looked pretty solid. The one she missed was ugly.
4-point game. Second shot. Hogebook of Purcell. Anna cut it to 42-39 with 2 minutes to go. Both free throws are good. Here comes Anna down five again. Dosik. Near side, Koppelman. On top to Brewer. To Riemann. Left corner, Dosik. Guarded by King. King's got about 5 inches on her. Ella's got it back. Into the post to Lannis. Drives on Rose. Bucked out of bounds by the 6'2", Janae Rose.
And they have got to set some screens and run something for Dosik to get herself set to shoot a three. They're just passing the ball around the perimeter, and that's not going to work.
You're right, Chuck. Anna needs a three. Here's Dosik in the lane on the arc to Brewer. Shot fake. Almost triggered. It didn't. Here's Riemann. Paint area. Riemann motors toward the rim. Blocked again. Out of bounds. Off Purcell. That's at least a dozen, 13 blocks.
Oh, my goodness. Trying to shoot over the Empire State Building.
A minute 29 to go. Anna down five. They cut it to three. Ball inbound to the driving Lannis. Into the paint. Shoots it. Blocked, but a foul.
That's a good call. She got into her, and she got a body call.
Yep. Lannis whacked across the wrist. Minute 26 to go, fourth quarter. Anna shooting two, 44-39. Mary's high-arching free throws need to be superb here to whittle it back down to three. Shot by Lannis looks good. It is there. Spot on. 44-40. Anna down four. Minute 26 to go. Anna once trailed, as I noted, 15 points. It was 30-16, 32-17 at one point in the third quarter.
Yep, they got it back to 10 to start the fourth.
Lannis has got them both. She's got them both. 3-point game again. 44-41 Purcell. Minute 20 to go. Here's Hogebook in backcourt. Here comes the pressure. Koppelman reaches and fouls. Anna trying to extend this game and absolutely force Purcell to go to the stripe under pressure and score, score, and score again. Last year, Purcell faltered at the free throw line. Anna won by 1 point. Minute 22 to go. 3-point lead, Anna. Foul shot. Hogebook. Double bonus. Missed it. Anna down three. Second shot, McKenna Hogebook, 5'10 junior. 1, 2, 3 dribbles on the way. It's up. It is rolling, rolling. No good. Rebound Poppleman of Anna. Anna down three. A triple ties it. Here's Brewer to Riemann. Right side Dosik. Here comes the double team. High post Landis. Loops it far left corner. Intended for Riemann. Out of bounds.
Bad possession down three, boy.
I tell you what, give it to Ella. Let her get in the paint and do her magic.
Well, yeah, every time she touches it, two people are on her.
Right, right.
Somebody else is going to have to score.
It's tough. Hogebook 80 feet away, pushed by Poppleman. Still a minute six remaining. Mark it down with a minute 10 to go. Anna had a possession down three and turned it over. Hogebook at the stripe. She's got two more. She missed the last pair.
She's 2 for 5.
Having missed three, she toes the line. Got it. Minute 6 to go. Anna down 4. 45-41. Nonetheless, what a great rally by the Anna girls. If they do fall short, this was a terrific comeback. Second free throw, Hogebook of Purcell Marion on the season. 59% free throw shooter. Swish. Anna down 5. Ella's got to go. Get to the stripe at the very least. 46-41 Purcell. 60 seconds remaining. Ball thrown to Landis. She works around 1-2 players in the lane. Missed it. No good. Rebound. Riemann. No good. Rebound Purcell. Anna, two good looks. Couldn't finish. Here's King in backcourt for Purcell. Here comes the double team. King midcourt. Gives it up left corner. Mosley. Mosley fouled. Reach in by Anna. 39 ticks to go. Anna down 5. Anna, a couple shots. That possession, Chuck.
Yep.
One of them hit every single centimeter of the rim and came off. Who do we have shooting fouls?
This is Leah Smith.
Yep. Leah Smith, 5'7 senior, wears 5 on her back. 48% foul shooter, knocks it down. Purcell not missing them nearly as frequently this year as Purcell did last year. The second foul shot is hoisted up there, not even close.
That looks like a 49% shooter right there.
Right, right. 6-point game, 30 seconds left. Dosik, top of the key. Brewer, long 30-footer. Long 30-footer. Good! Wow! Woo! What a shot. What a shot. Haley Brewer from 30.
That was deep, and I'll tell you what, when she let it go, we were sitting right on line. It looked good. She knew it was good.
Oh, she was jumping up and down, Chuck, when she let it go. She was into dance mode.
Well, they got it back to 3 now. I think you try to get a steal before you foul, and if you foul somebody, you know, I think you foul Leah Smith.
Anybody but King.
Yeah, you don't foul King.
No. Well, the scoreboard clock shows 40-39. It's counting down.
Yeah, I don't remember.
We're well under a minute.
Under
a minute. 47-44. We've been waiting for a 3-point bomb by somebody for Anna. Rockets simply can't get open. Purcell's got 4 or 5 inches on him on the exterior. Inside, Janae Rose is 6'2", 6'3". Rockets simply have not gotten much clearance, but what an unbelievable, gutty, scrappy effort by Anna. Down 3, 25 seconds to go. Purcell inbounding, in backcourt. It's Hogebook. Here comes the double team. Here comes the triple team. Thought it was a jump, but it's ruled a foul.
22 seconds.
Well, 22 seconds to go. Double bonus. Purcell needs desperately to make one, then it becomes a two-possession game.
She's 4 of 7 from the line here, all in the fourth quarter.
Hugabuck, 2 foul shots, Purcell. Eyes the basket, swish! Well done, nice stroke. Just flipped it in nicely with the one hand. Calm and collected. McKenna Hugabuck, 5'10 junior, 48-44. 4-point lead for Sell, 22.4 to go. Second shot, McKenna. Deep knee bend, looks good. Oh, it had the length, but it's way left. Ricocheted off the rim. Here's Annis Brewer down the floor in the left corner. Out high to Dosik. Dosik starts to drive. To Riemann, right wing for a three. In and out! In and out! Holy cow! Rebound Purcell. 5 seconds left. Brianna Riemann had a 26-footer with about 10 or 11 seconds to go to cut it to one. It lipped the rim twice, and Purcell is going to win.
Heck of a game, heck of a comeback.
Yep. I tell you what, the two Hannah seniors, Ella Dosik and Mary Landis, will treasure last year's win over Purcell and even this year's loss to Purcell because of the terrific rally and the never-say-die effort Landis, Dosik, and the Rockets gave tonight. Free throw good by Leah Smith. 49-44 Purcell. 5.7 to go. Anna Rockets, great year. Finishing 18-8. Second free throw, much too hard. Rebound to midcourt to Riemann. Cross court to Puppelman. Long three ball, Cobb. No good, and that's it. Purcell survives a super finish by Anna, and the Purcell Marion Cavaliers hang on to nip Anna 49-44. Purcell and Worthington Christian meet Saturday, 1:30, girls D3 regional championship here at Springfield. What a comeback effort by Anna. You talk about resilience, persistence, and hanging tough. Ella Dosik playing two-thirds of the game with 4 fouls, half of it with 3. Remarkable effort by Anna. And had a long shot by Riemann go in and out. Anna would have fouled immediately had that gone in. There still, Chuck, would have been 7-8 seconds to go with a 1-point difference. And Purcell at the stripe would have been anybody's game. But a couple or 3 big shots by Anna late in this contest just lipped the rim and would not go in. 49-44, Purcell Marion, with its great start, deserved this victory tonight, jumping out by 8 after 1, by 11 at the break, up 10 at the end of 3, up by 15 during that third quarter, and Purcell survives a remarkable comeback by Anna here tonight to nip the Rockets by 5, 49-44. Hey, don't forget Steve and Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna, your local Lennox dealer. We're proud to offer you only the finest heating, cooling, and indoor air quality products. Steve Hooker, Ted Burning, started Steve and Ted's in 2002, quickly built a fine reputation for providing quality products and services at affordable prices. Steve and Ted's in Anna, offering flexible financing options. Steve and Ted services, repairs, sells, installs residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Phone 419-628-2645, 628-2645. Chuck, I think we've given our business partners quite a few compliments here tonight. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County. We'll hear from them in a moment. Osgood Bank in Chickasaw and Mercer County, Fort Loramie and Indian Lake as well. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank, SecureCom in Minster. Online at securcom.com. The pros in protection. Sydney Daily News award-winning sports page and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Reese Meyer and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, full-service accounting firm for you and your business. That's Reese Meyer and Company, CPAs. And in Rushi, easy for me to say, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your gift ideas come to life. Drop in, tell Jolene Renderly. You heard about her shop right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck, wrap it up. Take it to the close. Who wins the Clancy's Awards? Anna's whole team, spirited comeback effort, falling just shy of Purcell. Great game, Ella Dosik, hampered with fouls, got 21.
Yep.
Phenomenal.
Yep. They got out-rebounded 22-16, which was better than the first half when they were out-rebounded 14-4.
Yep, not too bad.
16 turnovers for Purcell Mary and 11 for Anna.
Wow.
20 of 26 from the free throw line for the Rockets, 9 of 17 for Purcell Mary. They were led by King with 15. They got 9 from Hogglebook. They got 8 from Mosley. They got 7 from Rose. 5 each from Smith and McCrory. They were very balanced. They scored 49 for the game. Anna had 21 from Dosik. Then it dropped all the way down. Landis had 9. They got 6 from Brewer on 2 big threes. And then 4 from Riemann and 2 each from Rice and Poppelman. They scored 44, lost it by 5. Clancy's player of the game, Ella Dosik.
Chuck, one more quick question. How many three-pointers did Purcell make? Close to 10, wasn't it?
Let me count them here. They had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
8 bulk of those in the first half when Purcell opened up that quick, early, big lead. Last year, Anna said at the end of the game, the contest ended at just the right time, in the nick of time, when Anna took the lead. This year, Anna needed another, 15, 20 seconds? Who knows?
Yep.
Anna falling just short. Ella Dosik, senior for the Anna Rockets, our Clancy star of the game, Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Ella Dosik got clamped with too many fouls too soon, but led a ferocious Rockets comeback. Anna trimmed a 15-point deficit in the third quarter, all the way down to three, Chuck?
Three.
Down to three.
And out of possession.
And had a possession down 4.
Yep.
To cut it back to 1 with under 10 seconds to go. It was just one heck of a comeback by Anna to see these girls fight,
they
scrawl,
well.
Clap, fight, claw, and scrap.
And they proved last year was not a fluke. They are every bit as good as Purcell Mary.
Well said. Very well said. That's a good point. I think Purcell thought early on, hey, we're seeking revenge. We got off to a great start. We're going to coast to victory.
Yep.
Anna Girls had other thoughts in mind, and it turned into a blockbuster of a game.
Mm.
Wow. Final tally, Chuck, wound up 4-point difference, 45-41, was it?
I don't remember.
Don't forget, tomorrow we are right back on the air with the girls' D4 regional semifinal, 5:30 tip, Fort Loramie-Minster, on the air at 5. Same scenario on Friday evening, 5:30 tip for the Anna boys. Pregame starts at 5.
49-44 was the final.
Wound up a 5-point game. It was as many as 15 in the third. Anna, just wow, gutty performance. And you're so right, Chuck. The Rockets proved last year was no fluke. The green and white can play right with this Purcell club, and did the second straight year. Last year, winning a close one. This year, losing a close one to the Purcell Marion Cavaliers. Lots of fun. Chuck, see you tomorrow.
I'll be there.
Yep. Should be one heck of a game. Every bit as good at 5:30 tomorrow as this one was here tonight.
Can you imagine what the crowd would be tomorrow if they were allowed to be there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I made the remark last Friday at Garber Gym at Piqua. We had Fort Loramie-Botkins boys. Would have been filled to the rafters with no health crisis.
Hopefully we're a year away from being able to be back to normal.
Mm-hmm. Don't know what our vantage point will be like tomorrow at Vandalia Butler for that 5:30 game.
Hopefully we're in the gym.
Yeah. We're right here at midcourt. Right here at midcourt tonight.
Perfect tonight, yeah.
Yeah, for this girls' D3 regional semifinal. Purcell moves on, plays Worthington Christian, regional championship, 1:30 Saturday here in Springfield. Season over for the Anna girls, who wind up 18-8 overall. They graduate just two seniors, Ella Dosick, Mary Landis, marvelous careers, wealth of talent coming back next season. Head coach Jeff Maurer and his staff will have another fine campaign in 2021-22. For our radio audience, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. For our online audience, scoresbroadcast.com. For John Hemp, our outstanding photographer, for Chuck McBee, alongside color engineering, Jack Kramer, saying goodnight from here at Springfield, where Purcell Marion has knocked the Anna girls out of the tournament 49-44 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.